From Interlochen Public Radio, this is Gameplay, a show celebrating the vast worlds of video game music through the composers and performers that bring them to life. I'm your host and guide, Keith Brown. Thanks for going on this adventure with me. When you think of jazz, you might think of big band swing in a ballroom or enjoying a live combo in a candlelit club with a nice cocktail. But what about jazz in a video game? This week, we'll take a look at three very different but equally irresistible jazz-influenced game soundtracks. First up, it's irrepressibly fun music from the cartoony world of Psychonauts, in which mental mayhem unfolds at a summer camp for psychic trainees. Then we'll turn down the lights for a look at music from L.A. Noire, a period piece of a game that's heavily influenced by the style of classic film noir. And then we'll sample Christopher Madigan's fan-favorite score to Cuphead, a game inspired by the cartoons of the 1930s, with an original soundtrack recorded by a big band, a ragtime ensemble, a barbershop quartet, and more. We'll let a wildly fun track from the game Psychonauts start us off. This game's title refers to a type of psychic spy, one of whom, named Raz, is controlled by the player. Composer Peter McConnell's influences include Duke Ellington and Danny Elfman. From the original score to Psychonauts, we'll hear now a track which takes its name from the game's hellish final level, a psychic mashup of a circus and a butcher shop. This is The Meat Circus. From Peter McConnell's music for the video game Psychonauts, that was The Meat Circus. This week on Gameplay, we're sampling some jazz-influenced game soundtracks. I'm Keith Brown, glad to have you along. As I mentioned, in Psychonauts, the player controls a psychic spy in training by the name of Raz. He's snuck into a summer camp for similarly gifted children, or so he thinks. As it turns out, the camp is a secret government training program, and Raz soon uncovers a sinister plot to harvest the camper's super brains to power weapons. When his friends start disappearing, Raz infiltrates the nearby asylum to free them and to save the day. More music now from Psychonauts. This track is called Stay Out of the Moonlight. Stay Out of the Moonlight, music composed by Peter McConnell from the video game soundtrack for Psychonauts. This is Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio, and this week we're taking a look at jazzy game music. In the cartoonish world of Psychonauts, main character Raz's psychic training involves going inside the minds of several former asylum inmates, like a conspiracy theorist milkman and Fred Bonaparte, who's possessed by the spirit of his infamous namesake, and helping them overcome their deepest fears. One of the inmates whose mind Raz must enter, Gloria von Guten, is a former actress who, as a child, was sent to a theater boarding school called Hagatha Home, which was run by a vicious headmistress. This jazzy track is Hagatha's Home. Music by Peter McConnell from his fun, eclectic, jazzy soundtrack to the game Psychonauts. That was Hagatha's Home. You're listening to Gameplay, and I'm Keith Brown. For our next jazz-influenced score this week, we'll head back in time to Los Angeles in 1947 for the gritty detective game L.A. Noir. This game's look, feel, and sound were heavily influenced by the stylish, hard-boiled Hollywood crime dramas of the 1940s and 50s, known as film noir.
It isn't the money anymore. It's our necks. We're pulling out, do you understand?
Because of what Keys can do? You're not fooling me, Walter. It's because of Lola, what you did to her father. You're afraid she might find out someday, and you can't take it, can you?
I said leave her out of this.
That's Fred McMurray and Barbara Stanwyck from the 1944 film Double Indemnity. Composers Andrew Hale and Simon Hale's original orchestral score is inspired by these 1940s films and features lonely-sounding solo trumpet along with other jazz-associated sounds like saxophone and brushed drums. Let's hear now the main theme from L.A. Noir.
Thank you.
The main theme from L.A. Noire, a game scored by brothers Andrew and Simon Hale. This is Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. In L.A. Noire, the player controls Cole Phelps, an LAPD detective played by actor Aaron Staton, in a video game role for which he was nominated for a BAFTA for Best Performer.
LAPD, could we have a word?
You might recognize Staton for his role as Ken Cosgrove on the series Mad Men.
What's your title here?
Title? I'm Ken. Cosgrove. Accounts.
In L.A. Noire, Cole Phelps investigates crimes, hunts down leads, and interrogates suspects across the huge explorable area of Los Angeles. A key element of the gameplay involves interrogating witnesses and suspects, trying to interpret subtle facial expressions and body language to determine whether a person is lying.
Let's talk about the shooting. Do you deny shooting Everett Gage?
I'm a businessman. I run a jewelry store. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm sure my lawyer can clear all this up.
The game used highly advanced motion capture technology to record nuanced performances from an excellent cast. The production values were so polished that some of its in-game footage earned a spot at the Tribeca Film Festival, a first-ever accomplishment for a video game. Let's have a few more tracks from Andrew and Simon Hale's soundtrack on a more intimate scale with a jazz combo feel. Music from Andrew and Simon Hale's jazz-inflected soundtrack to the game L.A. Noire on Gameplay. I'm Keith Brown. Thanks for joining me this week for a look at jazz in video game music. I mentioned earlier the highly polished motion capture visuals of L.A. Noire. Well, this quality production aesthetic also extended to the game's atmospheric score, which was recorded at Abbey Road Studios in London. Composers Andrew and Simon Hale used a free-form writing process for the music that focused on setting a mood. They aimed to blend symphonic, cinematic music with jazz to evoke the feel not only of classic films noir of the 1940s, but also of more recent films like 1976's Taxi Driver, scored by Bernard Herrmann. Here now are some more cinematic tracks from the soundtrack to L.A. Noire.
Thank you.
Fall from Grace, Part 1, and before that, New Beginning, Part 3, tracks from the original score to L.A. Noire. It's music co-composed by Andrew Hale and Simon Hale on Interlochen Public Radio's Gameplay.
Into each life some rain must fall.
The 1947 Los Angeles of L.A. Noire owes some of its feel of authenticity to its creator's use of licensed jazz tunes that were popular at the time. While the player journeys around the game world following up on leads, tunes by artists like Billie Holiday, Louis Armstrong, and Ella Fitzgerald can be heard coming from vehicle radios.
Some folks can lose.
But the developers went even further than using old licensed tunes. They even commissioned the band The Real Tuesday Weld and vocalist Claudia Brücken to produce period-style jazz songs for the soundtrack as well. Here's one of those tunes now, called Guilty.
Baby, you know I'm guilty. Cops, judge, and jury, they all agree. If love's the crime, I'm doing time, and it don't look like I'll ever get free. I'll never be. Cause baby, you know I'm guilty.
Throw away the key.
From the original soundtrack to L.A. Noire by Andrew and Simon Hale, that was Temptation Part 2. And just before that, we heard a contribution to that score by vocalist Claudia Brücken and the band The Real Tuesday Weld called Guilty. I'm Keith Brown, and I hope you've enjoyed a look at the atmospheric and jazz-flavored score to L.A. Noire. You're listening to Gameplay, and this week's sampling of jazzy video game music turns now to Cuphead. The game's titular character, controlled by the player, loses a bet with the devil and spends the game running, jumping, and blasting a sequence of fiendishly difficult boss enemies across a colorful world to repay the debt. Its original score by Christopher Madigan became an instant classic, whose popularity has helped many young people discover a love for the sounds of ragtime and big band. Oh, and did I mention barbershop?
Well, Cuphead and his Pelmug Man, they like to roll the dice. By chance they came upon a devil's game, and gosh, they paid the price. Paid the price. And now they're fighting for their lives on a mission fraught with dread. And if they proceed but don't succeed,
well,
the devil will take their heads.
From the original soundtrack to the game Cuphead by Christopher Madigan, that was Inkwell Isle 1, and before that, Don't Deal with the Devil, sung by a barbershop quartet with one of my all-time favorite group names, Shoptimus Prime. This week on Gameplay is all about jazz in video games. I'm Keith Brown. Cuphead was released in 2017 to great critical and commercial acclaim, and it's beloved not only as a game that's brutally challenging for one's reflexes, but also for its dazzling artistic achievement. Inspired by the cartoons of the 1930s, its visuals are derived from hand-drawn frames, like cartoons of that age. Over 120,000 of them, in fact. Its soundtrack is bursting with infectious energy and was recorded entirely with live musicians, including a 13-piece big band, 10-piece ragtime ensemble, vocalists, a professional tap dancer, and more. Composer Christopher Madigan immersed himself in the styles of ragtime and early 30s swing to craft a soundtrack with almost 3 hours of music that pays loving homage to artists of that time while remaining totally original. In this next tune, Die House, we'll meet King Dice, a character from the game inspired by the vocal style of Cab Calloway. And then a piece featuring the combination of solo clarinet and vibraphone favored by Benny Goodman. Now let's hear more music from Cuphead.
I'm Mr. King Dice. I'm the gamest in the land. I never play nice. I'm the devil's right-hand man. I can't let you pass, 'cause you ain't done everything. Bring me those contracts, come on, bring them to the king. If you haven't finished your task, haven't worked assiduously, no, I cannot let you pass, don't you mess with me. Don't mess with King Dice.
Don't mess with King Dice.
Don't mess with me.
Don't mess with him.
Don't mess with King Dice.
Don't mess with King Dice.
Don't mess with me. I'm Mr. King Dice. He just what I say. The devil has his price, and I'll make sure you pay. Don't have time to mess around, and I hope you will agree. Bring me those contracts pronto. Don't you mess with me. Don't mess with King Dice.
Don't mess with King Dice.
Don't mess with me.
Don't mess with him.
Don't mess with King Dice.
Don't mess with King Dice.
Don't mess with me.
Thank you.
Threatening Zeppelin, and just before that, Die House, music by percussionist, drummer, and composer Christopher Madigan from the game Cuphead. This is Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio, and this episode we've been enjoying some jazzy video game scores. Cuphead's soundtrack is filled with nostalgia for music of the 1930s, and Madigan drew upon a huge range of influences from the jazz of the time, including not only references to Cab Calloway, Benny Goodman, Duke Ellington, and many others, but also tap dancing. The track we're about to hear is inspired by the brilliant tap duo the Nicholas Brothers. Here they are performing with Cab Calloway. Madigan called on his friend, the well-known tap artist Allison Toffin, to dance in our next track. Listen for the sound of her tap shoes in a track called Dramatic Fanatic.
Thank you.
That was the piano version of the Inkwell Isle 2 theme from Cuphead, a video game soundtrack by Christopher Madigan, showing another important jazz influence, the elegant, precise style of the king of ragtime, Scott Joplin. Before that, we heard Dramatic Fanatic, a tune written to feature tap artist Allison Toffin. I'm Keith Brown, exploring jazz in video game music with you this week on Gameplay. Cuphead's soundtrack was one of Madigan's first large-scale composition projects, taking 4 years of painstaking work with development team Studio MDHR. The huge success of the game and its soundtrack was a pleasant surprise to its creators, and has helped open a whole new world to many young people by introducing them to jazz. The music team has even released official sheet music albums with arrangements for school-level concert and jazz bands. One more track for you, a treat for players who've completed the game. This is Winner Takes All from Cuphead. Winner Takes All, composed by Christopher Madigan from the original game soundtrack to Cuphead, original music that pays loving homage to 1930s big band swing and ragtime. I hope you've had as much fun as I have this week as we sampled just a few of the game soundtracks influenced by jazz styles. If you enjoyed them, you'll definitely want to check out the excellent behind-the-scenes videos linked on the show page, with footage from some brilliant Cuphead recording sessions, L.A. Noire, and more. All of today's soundtracks can be found on streaming platforms and CD, and Cuphead and Psychonauts have beautiful collector's vinyl releases as well. Thanks for listening to Gameplay from Interlochen Public Radio. To learn more about the music from this episode, visit our website at classicalipr.org. Support for the music heard on this program comes from the Robert T. and Ruth Height Hughes Memorial Acquisitions Fund. Special thanks to Michael Kuller for engineering assistance. Amanda Sewell is IPR's music director. I'm Keith Brown, host and executive producer. So long. Until our next adventure.